Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more of Nick Costos' analysis. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Nick, how are you?
What's going on, guys? Great to be on with you today. How are we doing?
Good. Hey, We're excited. All right, just your thoughts on the Guardians this weekend. We were trying to figure out, you know, favorite, not favorite. They're at home. There's a lot of things going on. And we're assuming that it's going to be Tampa at this point. So
yeah, it's so wild that, like, we're so close to the end of the season and, like, we're still trying to figure out, like, how this is going to shake out with, like, who these teams are going to be playing this weekend. And the Guardians are obviously going to open up on Friday, right? Friday at home in the first of the wild card matchups here. I think Cleveland Profiles is such an interesting team. And I know I was on a couple weeks with you guys and said that I wouldn't bet on Cleveland to win the American League just because I feel like it's going to come down to the Yankees or the Astros. I think that's going to be the ALCS. And yes, I am a New Yorker and a Yankee fan, but that is my honest opinion on how it's going to shake out here. Cleveland's very interesting, right, in the way they profile as a team potentially in October. And it almost, like, I think a tack that people could take when you're trying to handicap the Guardians here is actually maybe the way that the Guardians are constructed could maybe even work better than the Yankees, for instance, right? The Yankees, a team that obviously relies on prodigious power with the home run hitters, obviously led by Aaron Judge. Well, what happens when power goes dry in October? Like, you lose. And that's happened to the Yankees pretty much every year since 2009. And I know that as a Yankee fan. And this is a Guardians team that is going to try and win a world championship this year, obviously without a ton of power, with some power arms, not only in the bullpen, but also in the starting rotation. So I think Cleveland's very interesting. If I were a Cleveland fan, a Guardian fan, I would not want to have to deal with Tampa, with Tampa's track record of postseason success. You know, Glasnow comes back and he's had a couple good starts under his belt, including last night. I would not want to have to deal with Tampa. I feel like that's a series where maybe you don't like Cleveland so much if it has to be the Rays, just because of the Rays' like track record of success, obviously. So I think that's kind of like a toss-up, but I do think that Cleveland Profiles is a very interesting team in the American League playoffs. But again, my honest opinion, I think it will be either the Yankees or Astros as the representative in the World Series.
Nick, are the Guardians the longest shot of the teams in the American League?
Let's see where we have, actually, on BetMGM right now. The Rays are tied with the Rays for the longest shot. So Houston is the favorite at plus 160. The Yankees plus 210, and for the uninitiated, this means if you bet $100, you would win $160 on the Astros, $210 on the Yankees. The Blue Jays are at 6-1, the Mariners are at 10, and then Cleveland and Tampa are both at 11. So the betting market likes Seattle, Toronto, the Yankees, and the Astros more, and has the Guardians and the Rays exactly the same at 11-1 to win the American League.
Nick, how about Aaron Judge to hit his 62nd? What are your thoughts on that? I think it's just kind of fun to watch this whole thing unfold.
Like, do I think he's going to? Like, I do. Like, I guess. I don't know. You try and put yourself in the mind of a professional athlete and how this is all going to, like, what has the last 2-3 weeks of his life been like? It's got to be nerve-wracking, right? Every time the guy gets up there to the plate and all eyes are on him. Is he going to make this happen? Is he not going to make it happen? I think he's going to, but I mean, that's probably like me as a Yankee fan, kind of wants to see it happen, wants to see him hit number 62. So I do think he'll make it happen. The thing that I am concerned about as a Yankee fan, again, is that this kind of carries over into the playoffs when you would want the guy to be completely focused on the postseason and maybe he's a little too locked in on the home run record. So that's something that concerns me a little bit as a Yankee fan. And if you're looking to bet the Yankees, something that you need to consider, obviously, as we come down the stretch here. The Yankees obviously trying to get to 100 wins as well. Not that that matters, but I know they've talked about it being something that's important to them. And we'll see if they're able able to get it with the rash of the doubleheaders coming up here following all the rain here in the Northeast the last couple days. So, yeah, I do think he'll get there. I don't think it really matters, though, in the grand scheme of things, as far as the Yankees 2022 season concluding goes.
Nick, do you have adjusted Super Bowl odds? And if so, where might the Philadelphia Eagles now be?
Yeah, give me a second. I can give you the exact, like, up to the second numbers here.
Nice.
Here we go. Philly is, stand by here. Philly is plus 750 to win the Super Bowl. They are the number one choice out of teams in the NFC. Green Bay and Tampa are both 10-1. Buffalo is the favorite at plus 400. The Chiefs are the second favorite at plus 650. So right now, guys, Philadelphia only behind Buffalo and Kansas City in terms of odds to win the Super Bowl.
All right, how about our Browns? 2-2 to start the season. A lot of teams are 2-2 right now. And as I look at the Browns, we're just, you know, they've got a rough road ahead. They got the Chargers this week. What do you think of that matchup?
Well, there's a lot that's got to be figured out with that matchup. As far as the Browns, like, long-term goes, and I came on your show last week, and I talked about how on Mondays on You Better You Bet, we re-simulate the entire season based off the results that we saw that following Sunday. And following, you know, week number three, when the Browns beat the Steelers, we had the Browns projected to get into the playoffs, you know, especially with Cincinnati having only been 1-2. This was a bad weekend for the Browns as far as, like, the grand scheme of things goes. And I'm not trying to say the sky is falling. Obviously, the Browns are capable of winning this game against the Chargers. I'll get to that game in a second. But this was a bad series of results for the Browns as far as making the playoffs go, assuming they're not going to be able to win the AFC North. And I don't think that's going to happen. And I don't even think that's me being negative. I just think Baltimore and Cincinnati are better than Cleveland. Cleveland really needed to win that game against Atlanta, as I'm sure Browns fans know. As far as the game goes on Sunday, I think it really depends on, is Myles Garrett going to play? Is Jadeveon Clowney going to play in the game? If both of those guys play, and I make my projected point spreads my own numbers in the NFL, and generally the market moves towards my numbers. Not all the time, and even if it does, it doesn't mean I'm going to win. But just saying, like, I think my numbers are pretty good that I come up with, my point spreads. I make the Chargers less than a 3-point favorite in the game. So Cleveland plus 3 should be a valuable bet, potentially. But that's only if they're going to have their pass rushers playing in the game. We know the Chargers star left tackle Rashawn Slater done for the year, or at least for a while here. So you want Clowney and you want Myles Garrett to play to affect Justin Herbert, who's also not at 100% dealing with the rib cartilage injury. If Garrett and Clowney are both not going to play, like they didn't against Atlanta, I would only bet the Chargers in the game. If we get word that Garrett and Clowney are going to play, or like Garrett's going to play, or one of them is going to play, and the number's 3, I would consider betting the Browns. So I know a little bit of a nuanced answer there, but we're hanging around the key number of 3 and like critical injuries on the defensive side of the ball for the Browns and questions that we don't have answered just yet.
MVP in the National Football League. Anybody in contention other than the guys who you would think would be in contention? Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen.
Yeah, I would bet Joe Burrow, and I wouldn't even think twice about it.
Wow.
Burrow right now. Burrow is 25-1, guys, to be NFL MVP, which I strongly disagree with that. So let's just look at, like, Burrow versus Lamar. Lamar, I believe, is plus 550 right now to be NFL MVP, somewhere in that range. He's one of the top 3 favorites along
playing
with
great.
Allen and Mahomes.
Playing great.
So Cincinnati's 2-2. Baltimore's 2-2. They play on Sunday Night Football. I give the Bengals like at least a 45% chance to win that game in terms of probability. I bet on Cincinnati plus 3.5 at the open. If the Bengals finish with a better record than the Ravens, which is definitely possible this year, well, why would Lamar Jackson be like plus 550 and Burrow would be 25-1? It doesn't make any sense. And the Bengals offense has gotten back on track the last couple weeks, had their best offensive output of the season. It was not like a tremendous offensive output, but played their best offense of the season against the Dolphins last Thursday night. So this isn't me saying Burrow is definitely going to win. It's just that if you want to make a valuable bet right now, it is definitely Joe Burrow at 25-1, because that price is not going to exist, I feel like, for too much longer.
All right, Nick, when I listen to you and I'm listening to You Better You Bet, what am I getting? What am I hearing, you guys? What are you guys doing on that podcast?
Yeah, so, I mean, it really depends on what day of the week you're listening during football season. Early in the week, we're trying to beat the market and get you the best of the number. We run through every single game, so on Mondays, we do every single game for the week to come in the National Football League. I bet 5 games on Sunday night and Monday morning already for week number 5. We broke down all those games. These lines are probably going to move. So I always say on the show, like, you can wait until you, the person listening, until Saturday or Sunday morning to get your bets from a TikTok influencer who doesn't know anything and is betting bad numbers, or you can listen to our show and be entertained and get informed rounds and give and actually mathematically give yourself the best chance to win money when you bet on the National Football League. We do every single sport on the show. We're knowledgeable about every single sport, and we're entertaining. So I feel like it's just a no-brainer for you to check out the show, because not only do we entertain, not only do we inform, but if you listen to us over the long run, we feel like we're going to make you money.
Nick, what's your go-to? Like, what's your favorite sport?
Favorite sport to bet on?
Yeah.
Football.
Without a doubt?
Well, the National Football League is, you know, aside from, like, my family and, like, my fiance, is my favorite thing in life and always has been. I mean, I've been obsessed with it since I'm a kid.
These close games, I mean, these close games have been pretty hairy the last couple of weeks. I'm assuming because Jeff and I don't bet, so I'm just curious, you know, like, what have they been like the first 4 weeks? Because we've had closer games than we've ever had before through the first 4 weeks of the NFL.
Yeah, so we call it on the show the knife edge, guys. And it really just, it comes down to, you know, when the witching hour hits on Sundays – and the last hour of games happens. And this is will require sports bettors to be humble a little bit, right?
Right.
So I had just a Hall of Fame 1 o'clock slate on Sunday. I won a lot of bets. Like, a lot of bets. And they all went in my favor at the end. So, like, Jets, I had the Jets on the money line. The Jets to win in Pittsburgh. That very easily could have been Breece Hall fumbling at the one-yard line and I lose at the goal line. You know, I can run down the list. I had Eagles minus 6.5. They're down 14-0 to start the game. They win by 8. They cover the spread. All these games, and when you bet on the National Football League, it's all so tight that it really just comes down to, like, one or two plays at the very end, which is why I think, like, getting the best of the number is so important. So, it's a high-wire act, man. So we'll come on the show on Mondays, and I won a lot on Sunday. And I'll say, this could have very easily gone the other way. So I'm never trying to make it like, I won all these bets yesterday. I'm God's gift to sports betting. I'm not. It could have easily gone the other way. And if I had lost, I would have come on and said, hey, this very easily could have been a big winning week. So especially, and it's like that with the NFL more so than any other sport, because all the injury information is public. Everyone bets it. The limits are huge. It's just difficult to find an edge. And again, that's why I think it's really important, not to turn this into an infomercial for my show, but listen early in the week when we feel like we get the best of the number and give you the best chance to win.
Nick, I'm all in. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Awesome,
appreciate
Nick.
You guys. Wishing you guys minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's go Guardians this weekend.
There you go.
Now we're talking.
That was the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.